The Adventures of Elfie Onion. Written and read by Vivian French. Aggie was still considering her idea. The more she thought about it, the better it appeared. "Elfie can carry the luggage," she said, "and it'll get him out from under my feet. What do you think, Magnifico? Would you like a faithful servant?" Magnifico, terrified of being sent off on his own, but not wanting Elfie to think he was needed, did his best to look as if he were doing his brother a favour. "I suppose he can come." "Do you promise to do everything you can to help your brother?" Aggie gave Elfie a stern look. Elfie nodded. "Cross my heart and hope to die." He meant it. Success would mean his very own bed. And for someone who slept on a pile of hay in the barn, that was glorious luxury indeed. And so it was decided. Elfie was to travel with Magnifico. While the hero was being dressed in his hat, cloak and boots, Elfie collected his few belongings and tied them up in a handkerchief. Under the table, Bowser sat up. If Elfie was going out adventuring, then he was going too. He glanced round the kitchen, saw nothing he wanted, and went to wait for Elfie outside the front door. Garth was too busy with his pigs to say goodbye, but Aggie Onion and her boys stood in a line to wish the hero good fortune, good luck, and speedy success. Aggie was torn between tears and an ecstatic smile. Her beloved seventh son was leaving home, but he was going to bring her a happily ever after and glorious luxury. The brothers shuffled their feet and slapped Magnifico on the back. Only Yurt gave Elfie a quick pat as he followed Magnifico down the line. "Here." He slid a small parcel into Elfie's pocket. "This might come in useful. Take care of yourself." Elfie grinned. "Thanks." Their mother snorted. "It's our Magnifico he should be taking care of, not himself. And make sure you do, Elf. I don't want to hear that your brother's been eaten and you haven't."
"No, Ma."
Elfie gave his mother what he hoped was an "I'm happy to be eaten" smile, and she gave him a half-hearted wave before clasping Magnifico to her bosom for one last farewell hug. 5 minutes later, they were on their way, Elfie in front, staggering under the weight of several bulging picnic baskets, which were to keep the hero from starvation, and a couple of leather cases containing the hero's clothes. Bowser walked beside him, his tail wagging as he thought of the adventures to come. Magnifico stomped in the rear, glancing nervously to the left and right as he went, as if he was already expecting to see trolls and ogres.